And it was the last blood libel?
Yes. Shortly thereafter, the Maharal wrote to King Rudolf of Bohemia.
And so I respectfully request an audience with His Majesty.
Oh, my good friend Rabbi Low, what a pleasure it is to see you again.
May the Almighty bestow His blessing upon you and all your kingdom.
We are indeed fortunate to be blessed by the rabbi whose fame has now spread throughout all Europe. But tell me, what is the purpose of your visit?
Your Majesty, help us. Please help us. We cannot live with this evil. You must put an end once and for all to these false accusations against my people.
Sit beside me, Rabbi Low, and weep no more. I will issue a decree this very day to ban forever the blood libel against the Jews.
They spoke together for a full hour, but the Maharal would never reveal the nature of the discussion. And then, one night, the Maharal's servant, Abraham, came to my room as I slept, much as he had once before.
Rabbi Katz? Rabbi Katz?
Yes, Avraham. What is it?
Your father-in-law wishes to see you at once.
I'll be right there.
Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yaakov, the danger of the blood libel is forever gone. And so we no longer have need of the golem. This night I command Yossele to take his bed from my study to the attic of the great synagogue and sleep there. Let us now remove the golem from the world.
We ascended the staircase to the attic of the Altnoy Shul, the Maharal leading the way. This time, his servant, Avraham, accompanied us, carrying two lit candles. Yossele lay on his cot, asleep. Whereas before, we stood at his feet and circled around him to the right, this time we stood at his head and circled to the left, each of us repeating the 10-word formula in reverse.
Yisroel Torfe Chaval Zaidim v'sikzor, hachomer, dovuk, golem, boro, ato.
Yisrael torfe chaval, zaidim v'sikzor, hachomer, dovuk, golem, boro, ato.
Yisroel, Torfe, Chaval, Zedim, V'sigzor, Achomer, Dovuk, Golem, Borah, Ato.
What was once Yossele the Golem now lay before us as a lump of clay in the shape of a man. Avraham removed the clothing and the cot from the attic and was instructed to burn them. Reb Yaakov and I draped the body in two tattered prayer shawls, binding them securely to the lifeless form, and then hid it under the large pile of torn, discarded prayer books. The next day, a rumor spread forth in the community.
Did you hear? The mute servant Yossele ran away.
Don't get excited. It was Bashert. It was meant to be.
And then, a couple of weeks later, after the interest in the golem's disappearance had died down, the Maharal decreed,
"The attic in the great synagogue has become a fire hazard. From this day on, no one is to enter there."
And to Yaakov, Avraham, and me, he confided,
"So long as I live, none may reveal the secret of the golem, for I fear that the people will glorify my powers. This was not my work, by the work of our Father in Heaven, Almighty God."
Father, Father, that mountain, it looks like the one by our house.
You're right, it is. We'll be home right around the next bend.